sooner or later, when you least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis. Driving west out of Jefferson Davis Parish on Louisiana's U.S. 90, you run through miles of marshland. Spanish moss hangs like beards from the oak and cypress trees that dot the swamps. And here and there, there's a house. When it rains down here, as it's doing today, it's no place for an old woman. But in one of those houses, almost hidden by the dense growth, lives Nora Soper, a widow these 16 summers. She lives simply, happily, and independently. A tiny woman is Nora, and although toughened by her solitary existence, she is vulnerable. But not to the dangers from the wild country around her. She's used to that. Her only danger could come from man. And in just a few moments, Nora will have a visitor. A desperate visitor. And now tonight's tale of suspense on Crisis, titled Saturday, It Rained.
Thimble, thimble, thimble. Now if I were a thimble, where would I be? No, not on the window ledge. Thimble, did you fall on the floor? Oh, I hope you didn't. Did you grow little legs and run out the crack under the door? Well, I'll look for it later. I'll just catch up on my diary. Now, where did I leave off? Friday. Worked some on the book, but hands got tired. Have to set me a trap tomorrow if weather improves. Radio says storm is moving in. To bed at 11. Well, the storm moved in, all right, all right.
What was that?
Must be Angie. And here I am, not even halfway ready to go nowhere. Angie, is that you?
Say, could you help me?
Huh? A stranger. Well, what is it you want?
I'm standing out here in the rain. I wonder if you could, Will you let me come in and dry off? My car broke down.
Oh, well, for land's sake.
Sure, I'm sorry to trouble you, ma'am, but I must have walked 3 miles in this. I never thought I'd even find a house.
That's all you got on? Just that shirt and trousers? No coat?
No, ma'am.
Well, can't turn your way in that kind of shape. Come in, come in.
Sure is nice of you to do this, ma'am.
Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from over by Baton Rouge.
And where are you bound?
I'm bound for Texas. Beaumont.
What did you say is wrong with your car?
Oh, I don't know. It must have flooded the engine out.
Well, what you going to do?
I don't know. Wait for the rain to stop, I guess.
I don't have no phone. Nearest garage is over by Sulphur. Good 7 miles west of here.
Well, I don't have no money for no mechanic anyways.
You haven't? Well, don't stand there by the door. Come on over here by the range. You'll dry off quicker.
Sure do keep it hot in here.
Old people can't take the cold.
Yes'm.
You live in Baton Rouge?
Well, I've been staying over near there.
What's your name?
Well, my name's Hampton. Jim Hampton.
Jim Hampton. No. I don't know anybody by the name of Hampton.
What's your name?
Nora Soper. Mrs. Soper.
How do you do?
How do you do? You, got a job over by Beaumont?
Where?
Beaumont. I thought that's where you said you're heading.
Oh, yeah. I got my job. Say, where's your husband?
What? Mr. Soper's been dead 16 going on 17 years.
You live alone out here?
Well, I've got a mess of chickens down under the house and...
No. I mean no other people.
No, that's right.
Must get downright lonely.
No, I've had my fill of crowds. I'm a circus performer. Lived with crowds of people all my life.
What'd you do in the circus?
Well, my headline act was the slack wire. But I worked them all. The tightrope, trapeze, the pyramid. My husband, Joe, he was in the circus all his life, too. Say, maybe you saw...
Say, you don't have no car, do you?
No, don't have a car. Don't need a car. Bus runs past here twice a day between Lake Charles and Benton. Say, it goes on right to Beaumont. Why, you could catch the bus. No, you couldn't. It's Saturday. Bus don't run Saturdays.
Well, if this rain lets up, I'll be okay.
What time is it? 11 o'clock? Well, let's get the weather forecast. We'll see what the weather's going to be. Say, you like something to eat?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right. You listen to the radio and get the weather report. And I'll fry you up some pork and some peas. How'll that be?
Just fine, thanks.
It's 11 a.m., a time for the latest news headlines from Radio 1560 in Baton Rouge. The administration again denies any wrongdoing in its foreign wheat sales. That hijacked Colombian airliner has landed safely in Argentina. Locally, there's still no trace of convicted murderer Billy Joe Post, who escaped from the prison farm at Whitehall last night. The weather: continued rain and wind today over most of southern Louisiana. Gale warnings for southerly winds up to 35 miles an hour with gusts.
Well, still lots of rain coming down. I guess you heard.
Yes, I heard.
You hear about them hijackers?
Yes, I heard that, too.
Yeah, how about that? Well, they still ain't caught that poor old boy who escaped from the prison farm. Well, I reckon he's long gone by now. Hey, that looks outstanding.
Hope you take your coffee black.
That's exactly how I do take it.
All right. Now, I'm going to have to go out for a few minutes. You want more coffee? It's there on the stove.
Are you going out in this rain?
Have to.
Where are you going?
Have to set out my trap.
Your trap? What kind of trap?
Possum trap.
Where is this possum trap?
Hanging under the house. Now, I'll just get my boots on and...
You ain't going nowhere, old woman.
What?
You ain't going nowhere, I said. Now, you come back on over here.
Now, listen here, young fella. This is my house, and I'll do what I want.
Shut up! You got it all figured out, don't you?
Well, what kind of business is this?
You heard the news about the escapee, and now you put two and two together, and it spells me, right? So you thought you could get out of the house and go on down the road and get help, huh? Right?
Now, young fella, I took you in under my roof, and I gave you some of my food. I've done the Christian thing, but I ain't having you sass me around. No, siree. You can just get packing. Go on.
Mm-mm.
Why, how dare you? You get up and get on out of here.
Oh, no, now. You got a guest in your house, Mrs. Soper. See, if you hadn't got so smart and put two and two together, why, you'd be seeing the last of me when I finished up this grub. But now I can't go, can I? Let you go hollering to the first car that comes by that you know where Billy Joe Post is hiding?
Was it you murdered, Mr. Billy Joe Post?
Mean you didn't hear all about it?
No, I guess I didn't.
I was famous. Famous. You got a celebrity in your shack, missus. Why do you have to keep it so hot in here?
It's how I like it.
Hot and sticky wet. Reminds me of the laundry back in the prison.
Who was it you killed?
Old man runs a gas station. He had a gun. He was fixing to kill me. It was pure self-defense. I told him, I says, you just be cool and nobody get hurt. That's right. But, oh, he was a sly one. One minute he was just sitting there on a tire, and the next minute he's a-diving for a gun under where he keeps the cash box. I had to kill him. Or he'd have killed me.
And how did that make you feel?
What do you mean?
Killing a man.
You know something? When you realize it's him, when it could have been you, you feel good. Yeah, good.
And now what are you going to do?
I don't know. You got any ideas?
Yes. Yes, I do have an idea. You are going to Vamoose. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a poncho to keep you dry, and I'll give you some cornbread. But I want you out of here.
Why you want me out of here?
I just do. This is my house.
Nope. I'm sorry. I can't trust you.
Trust me? What can I do to you? I got no car. I got no phone. How could I do anything?
But you said you had a friend who stops by for you, and when I knocked on your door, that's who you thought it'd be.
Who? Angie? Why, she might not be down by here for 2 or 3 more days.
No way, old lady. No way. Can't afford to take chances.
Well, then at least let me go out and set my trap. Please.
I said no. Hey, what's this?
That's my book.
You writing a book?
Trying to.
What's it about?
It's... I don't believe it'd interest you.
Come on, what's it about?
It's called The Sawdust Trail. It's about my life in the circus.
You're right, it don't interest me. What's this?
It's my diary.
You keep a diary, huh? I bet there's lots of spicy stuff in your diary, ain't Mrs. Soper? Friday. Work some on the book, but hands got tired. Have to set me a trap tomorrow if weather improves.
There, you see? I wasn't fooling about the trap. You can see that I truly was planning to set out the trap today, long before you came.
So what? Hey, this door go to John?
Yes.
Yeah, what about this one?
Just my bedroom. Only don't go in there. I haven't made my bed yet. I was going to when you came up. My, you got good manners, haven't you?
Shut up. Hey, where's this other door go to?
Well, that's just a storage room. I keep it locked. As I said, I keep it locked.
What is in there?
What's in there? Oh, the remains of 40-odd years with the circus. Some old posters, some costumes, souvenirs from tank towns we played in. In the circus... You never had more than what you could put into a trunk. You never had much to call your own. I always promised myself that someday, when I retired, I'd have myself a room. Just one room, all to myself, where I could keep the things I'd collected in a lifetime of travel. I expect there's the dust and the dried mud of some part of most of the 48 states on those things. That's what's in there, mister. Junk. Nothing but junk. And memories.
Man, you really are flipped out over the circus, ain't you?
Do you realize that I have played to somewhere around 2 million people in my lifetime?
Yeah, so why ain't you rich? Well, maybe you are rich. Maybe you got it stashed in that room.
Oh, yes. My riches are in that room. That's right. You don't join the circus to get rich, my boy. You join the circus to get away from the boredom that everybody else has to live with. Why, didn't you ever go to the circus and want to pack up and leave with them when they pulled up stakes?
Mm-mm. I never seen a circus in my life.
What? You never been to the circus? Why... What were you doing when the circus came to town?
I don't know. Who cares?
You've never seen the grand parade? Never seen the aerialists way up in the top of the tent, leaping out to catch the trapeze and then swinging out to somersault into a leg lock.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And could care less.
That's right.
There were wild animal acts and some of the most fantastic things in the sideshow. And all of us had to have at least two specialties.
Hey, will you knock it off? Write it in your book. Don't lay your jive on me.
Listen to me, young man. I want to make a deal with you. I want you out of my house. But I understand your predicament. So I will help. I'll go out and kill a chicken. They're laying hens, but I'll fry one up and wrap it in wax paper and give you some cornbread. And you can take a poncho to keep dry.
Hey, you got any beer in this place?
Listen to me. You want to get away from the bayou before evening, because there are alligators. They've been known to come right up on the road when they are hungry, take a man and tear him to bits.
Hey, where do you keep your booze? You got any beer, wine?
There's a bottle of wine in the lower cupboard. That's fine. You can take the bottle with you.
Now you don't catch on, do you? I ain't going nowhere.
But you can't stay here.
What I need are wheels. Hey. When's this dame coming to see you?
Angie?
Yeah.
I don't have any idea.
You thought she was coming this morning?
Oh, she comes when she can. Might be any time.
Yeah? Well, there's my ride, right?
What do you have in mind?
Very simple. When Angie comes to get you, I just take Angie's car.
But Angie may not be here today at all, or tomorrow, or even Monday.
That don't matter. I'm staying put until I can drive out of here. Cops will be looking for a guy on foot. Besides, like you said, there are alligators out there. No, I like it here real good. Only you keep the place a stinking hot. It's a pretty good supper, old lady. I guess your old man didn't starve to death. Hey, what did he die of?
He was killed in South America, working for the circus.
Yeah? Yeah, I'm going to open up the back door and let in some air.
No.
It's hotter than a furnace in this place. I've never seen a wood stove before. They sure put out heat.
Please, don't cool the place down.
You are really weird. Well, it's still blowing and raining. Looks like it'll never stop. Say, I've been thinking. When I'm sleeping, I don't want you loose to try any funny stuff.
You don't have much to fear from an old lady half your size.
Well, I don't know. You got any rope?
Rope?
Yeah.
What do you want with rope?
What do you think?
Oh, please. I cooked you a good dinner. I've done everything you asked. Don't tie me up, please.
I'm going to tie you into that rocking chair there in the front room.
The rocker?
Sure, I don't see no other place for me to sleep but in your bed. So you get the rocking chair. Now, where is some rope?
I don't have any.
Oh, now, don't give me that. Hey, you know all that circus junk? You say you got stashed in that room? Well, you must have some rope in there.
Well, now you mention it. There just might be some rope in there.
Okay, give me the key.
Well, all right.
You had it in your apron pocket all the time.
That's so I won't lose it. All right. It's unlocked now. I don't suppose you'd trust me to find you the rope.
How'd you guess?
Hey, you keep that door open. I can't see much. You have got some weird stuff in here.
What is this? So you never saw a circus. Well, ours wasn't one of your big ones, just a small-time outfit. Like I said, we all had to have two specialties. Mine were the high wire, like I told you, and snakes. Somehow, even though my husband was killed trying to trap one, I just couldn't give up my pet when I retired. So I brought him here. You know, as long as you keep them warm and well-fed, they're really quite harmless. But when you deprive them of fresh, hot food, like the possum I wanted to trap, well, a 30-foot anaconda, like a picture in there, will encircle your body and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze. Well, I just don't know what a 94-pound woman can do, Mr. Billy Joe Post. Oh, dear. What a sound. Well, now, where was I? Saturday. Saturday, it rained.
Saturday, it rained was written and produced for Crisis by yours truly, Jim French, and featured Lee Posh and Ted Darmes.